Well, Patsy McGonigal, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sports. And well, the focus today was on the Ulster Underages Cross Country in Belfast.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, on each and every occasion, the story is always going to be about the results. And, of course, they are the most important thing. But yesterday, the memory of this event will be about the conditions. I mean, heavy, heavy, heavy rain right through the east of Ireland yesterday made conditions seriously, seriously tough, seriously wet, seriously mucky, and it was cross-country at its worst or at its best, depending on how you describe the sport of cross-country. A lot of youngsters got a serious baptism of fire in terms of into the deep end, as it were. But look, that's the name of the game. You take the good with the bad, and Donegal clubs did do quite well. So, I mean, they coped with the situation, and it began with the under-11 girls, and the story there was a Finn Valley team victory for the Finn Valley team girls. They beat North Down, winning the gold. The leading Donegal athlete in the under-11 girls was Keenan McBride of Cranford, and the next Donegal athlete in fifth position was a Rogers girl called Fela Houston. Then you had Niamh McGinty in eighth, and you had Leona Slevin of Finn Valley in 11th. The other two Finn Valley winning team members were Katie McGowan and Chloe Burns. The under-11 boys, again, very strong Donegal result here. We had the under-11 boys from the Rosses winning the event, Finn Valley getting in for second, and really, really, really dominant right throughout there. So I mean, it's interesting as well in that one, the Donegal county team, in addition to the club teams of Rosses and Finn Valley, actually won the county aspect of the event. Leighton Green was the best Donegal athlete there. He's from the Rosses. Two Letter Kenny boys then, Darren Naughton and Bradley Boyle. And then you had Ordon Rogers and Mark Wilkinson coming in right strongly behind him, and a young fellow from Inishowen called Alan Dugan. So today started very well, and then they moved on to the under-13 girls, and the big story there, well, the best of the Donegal story there was a fourth-place finish for Mia Fletcher. Mia Fletcher has been dominating her age group in Donegal competition right throughout the season, and indeed last season and the season before. She's from Cranford Athletic Club, and she finished fourth. So she was the story, really, in the under-13 girls. And back to Cranford again, because the big story in the under-13 boys was that of Keelan McFadden from Creasla, who runs out of Finn Valley, or out of Cranford, of course. And he had an excellent, excellent, excellent run. The Cranford Athletic Club athlete, McFadden, dominant in the race, runs very, very strongly. And he'll be very encouraged and full of confidence after his performance yesterday in these conditions. And the under-15 girls won the best of the Donegal. Nothing particularly there except for Elsa Moore, who finished 7th. And then in the under-17 girls, we had Amy Green finishing in the silver medal position. She's from the Rosses Club. And some of the other Donegal performers here were Nuala Boss from Olympian. She finished 5th. And Sarah Bradley from Finn Valley finished 8th. But Donegal weren't particularly strong in that event, but a good, good, good solid performance from Amy Green. Then in the under-17 boys, well, Sean McGinley has 5 seconds to spare on a young fella from North Belfast, and he's continuing to run well regardless of the conditions, and he's been running well since the season began, and he continues. So we await now his the story for him, because his under-17 age group is his real, you know, he will straddle two age groups in nationals, under-17 and under-18, but under-17 is where his greatest hope for a national title lies, and that's for the Glen Swally boy. He finished as I say, winning the events, 5 seconds to spare over the young fellow from Belfast. Oisín Toy had a great run. He's a student at Deal College, runs out of Finn Valley. Oisín had his best run of the season, finishing 4th. And right in behind him in 6th spot was Jack Holian. So these are three good boys, and they battle each other week in, week out. So well done to those three guys. And the under-19 girls, well, Finn Valley again were back on the podium. They won the under-19 girls. They were led by Cassie Lagan. She finished 4th. Karen Gallagher was right in behind her in 5th. And Aoife McGrath from Finn Valley, obviously, she was in behind that in 7th or 8th position. And she's now a student at Queen's University. So Finn Valley winning the team there from North Down. And the 19 boys, Aaron Conniff, Finn Valley finishing 7th, was the best of the Donegal contingent. So there were some good stories, some positive stories, and quite a few Donegal teams qualifying for nationals. And, you know, I was scolding to a point the last day about the even age, the return from the even age Ulster Championships, that it didn't didn't show Donegal in a very strong light. Well, yesterday was a bit more encouraging, and there were many, many more Donegal clubs and teams getting in on the act, qualified for nationals, so we can be a bit more encouraged by the performance in Belfast. So we now move on. Next weekend, the Juveniles, is a weekend of training for them, and the big event next weekend in the county will be the Remembrance 10K. Of course, November, a month for remembering those who have gone from us, and at 11 o'clock next Sunday morning, it's an annual event. It's a pretty special occasion at Finn Valley, and usually 600 or 700 or 800 turn up for that, and it's family and friends coming together for a 10K, either walk, jog or run or whatever they wish to do. So it's a nice event, and it's on next Sunday at 11 o'clock.